The Tig and Daniel Podcast,
brought to you by Snow's Furniture.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel.
Hi, my dad is in town, and I enjoy when people come to town. I like showing them Tulsa. I like showing people around Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of people fall in love with the city when they come. My cousins, they all loved it. I got to figure out what restaurant to take my dad to so that no matter how good it is, he can just sit back and turn his nose up at it. You ever find that? Like, you take your mom out to eat, they're going to turn their nose up. I think people with food get used to certain things, and they can't deviate anymore.
Or did they do that to, like, I mean, what's the logic of it? I mean, why would your dad, if you take him out to, you know, a nice steakhouse here in town, like, one of my favorite places, what's it called, the oil place?
Oh, the Sputter.
The Sputter, mm-hmm. Right. You know, who's going to turn their nose up at that? But people will. Just, I don't know if they're trying to get attention or what it is.
I think it's people just get used to eating certain things, and then anything new comes their way, they don't like it. They will not open their horizon up to enjoy it. And I got to be honest, I'm the same way. Like, I'm not a fish guy. And you can give me the best fish in the world, I'm still going to be like, ah,
yeah, it tastes like a fish.
I've taken my mom will come and visit, and I've taken her to every restaurant in Tulsa. And I mean, I've spent hundreds of dollars. One time I took her to Jason's Deli, and she's talked about how much she loves Jason's Deli.
That's like a franchise, man.
I know, the salad bar.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's like, she'll every now and again call me just to remind me that she loves Jason's Deli.
Well, you know, Tulsa, if you grow up here, I get it. Like, you don't recognize how special it is. Because you grew up here. It's what you know. However, as an outsider, which I am, I grew up in Alabama. Daniel grew up in Alabama. My mom came up and visited me here in Tulsa, and she loved it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loved it so much that you don't even know this story. She loved it so much that my mom is now 77 years old. And in her mind, you know, she doesn't know how long she's going to be on the earth. And she says, what would make me very happy is to have a family reunion where we get all the kids together. And I live in Tulsa. My brother lives in Denver, Colorado. My sister, New York City, and part-time in Alabama. And she says, I want to have a reunion. And the only place I want to have it is in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You're kidding.
She loves it here.
Hey.
She loves it here.
I'll rent y'all Jason's Deli.
Outside of Denver and New York City, she wants to have it in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, you got
to
make that happen. When is this happening?
We're going to have to do it. If my mom asks me, you know, there's a special thing about moms and sons, I think. And, you know, you could criticize me all day. And so-and-so, but when your mom says something, like, it has more gravity to it. I don't know what it is about. Even I'm a 44-year-old man, and when my mom says something, it carries more weight. And she said, Tig, I want to have a reunion. I want to get all the siblings together and the cousins together, and we're going to do it in Tulsa. And that's up to me.
That's
and guess
bold.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to damn sure do it.
Are you going to fly your cousins in?
Absolutely.
You have to pay for their tickets?
I don't know about paying. I will pay if somebody needs it, you know, if I can tell. But in general, we're going to have a family reunion in Tulsa, which I'm from Alabama, and she chose Tulsa.
When are you going to do it?
Very soon. Very soon, like within the summer.
Oh, you're going to wait till it's 200 degrees outside where it hurts to be outside and try to do it?
A little bit. But I can't do it now. It's 25 degrees every day. It's 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel at 6:45. And here we go. Free tickets, Daniel. And we got a contestant on the line to win these bad boys.
Yeah, we do. It's Ashley in Bixby, and she wants to go see Jason Bolin and the Stragglers at Hard Rock Live. Ashley, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
If you were to do the weather, if you were a weather person like Alan Crone, how would you? What's the forecast out there right now?
Little chilly, 14 degrees outside.
You say it's just a little chilly outside?
Oh, it's pretty chilly.
It was terrible when I was out there. What do you do for a living, Ashley?
I work for an assisted living facility.
All right, awesome. Well, we got some general knowledge trivia for you. Get enough of these right, and you're going to go see Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. All right? How about that?
Okay, sounds great.
If you need Tig's help, I imagine you could ask for his help this morning. Would you be willing to help Ashley at all, Tig?
100%.
All right, if you need Tig's help, you'll just say, Tig, please help. You made a vow, all right?
Okay.
Here's the first question. Ashley, on what railroad was Harriet Tubman a conductor?
What did you say?
On what railroad was Harriet Tubman a conductor?
Tag, tag, I need your help.
You made a vow. Ashley?
Yes.
You must say, Tig Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
Oh, you made a vow. Sorry. Tig Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
I think it's the Underground Railroad.
Tig seems to think it's the Underground Railroad. What say you, though, Ashley? The final decision is yours.
Yes.
That is correct. Ashley, what type of animal was Harambe, who was shot by zookeepers in 2016 after a small boy crawled into its enclosure?
Oh, I have no idea. Tig, Tig, I need your help. You made a vow.
Because it has a name. I think it's probably like a monkey of some type, like a gorilla. That would be my guess, but I don't actually know the answer.
Tig's official answer, a monkey of some type or gorilla. What say you, though, Ashley?
Yes. I agree.
Well, it's a... Well, he said two things, so you have to choose which one you think it is.
Oh, probably a gorilla.
Gorilla is correct. Look at Ty coming through. Is Ty your hero this morning?
He is.
All right. Ashley, what's the best-selling cream cheese in the United States?
Cream cheese?
Cream cheese?
Yes.
Like Philadelphia cream cheese or just like original cream cheese?
What's the best-selling brand of creme cheese in the United States?
We'll say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct. Two more to go. Ashley.
Yes.
What can come after Appalachian and Oregon? What word can come after Appalachian and Oregon?
Trail.
Trail is correct. One more question to go. Get this one right. You've gotten every single one right, Ashley. On what game show are contestants chosen from the audience and invited to come on down?
Price is Right.
Price is Right is absolutely right. Ashley, you've gotten every single one right this morning. And do you know what that means?
That I won tickets.
Well, that, and also, now that if you get every single one right, I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage. Ashley, will you marry me?
I'm already married.
She, like, laughs in your face, too.
No, she didn't say no, Tig. She just simply pointed out she's already married.
How long have you been married, Ashley?
18 years.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy,
Tig? You're done, man. Like, the... They're not just at the beginning or anything. There's no, like, fault lines there. 18 years.
What's your husband's name? People don't like you, Tig. They don't ever respond to you. What is your husband's name?
Kenny.
Kenny, and you can take Kenny to the show with you?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll give you 1 second here to say some, you know, greet Kenny and maybe give him a little message and tell him you're thinking about him this morning. Take it away, Ashley.
Good morning, Kitty. Have a great day. I love you.
Oh, look at that.
Very romantic.
They still got the spark. It burns white hot. All right, Ashley, do me one more favor.
Not for you.
And give me three numbers and three numbers and an animal, please.
98.5 The Bull.
Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, you know it's white hot right now, the deals at Jackie Cooper Nissan.
Boy, they sure are. What is the deal with Jackie Cooper Nissan? They have a crazy accounting department down there. You take whatever vehicle you want to go trade in or sell, they find the value, and then they add up to $1,500 on top of that.
Yeah, that's right. Kelley Blue Book Value. You can go look at it on the internet if you want, and up to $1,500 more than that when you trade or sell your car to Jackie Cooper Nissan. And here's another thing, Daniel. The sales folks down there, some of them have been there for decades. Like, they treat their people right, which I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they treat their people right. The people want to stick around, and they're hooking you up with great deals, like low interest rates all over the parking lot at Jackie Cooper Nissan. Not only that, guess what? You can drive all over Oklahoma. You go to every Nissan dealership. Jackie Cooper has the largest selection of new Nissans in the entire state, and it's right here in Tulsa. So your new car is probably sitting there parked all lonely, waiting for you to come adopt it. At JackieCooperNissan.com. That's JackieCooperNissan.com. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. About 11 degrees I'm seeing downtown Tulsa right now.
Your son is 8 years old. These things that you showed him that made you laugh when you were a kid, did they make him laugh?
Yes.
So some of these things, even like stuff still aged well, I guess. I always think about a movie, and then I go, I wonder if that aged well. Something that we liked when we were little. When you try to show it to your kids and share it with them, sometimes they just look at you like you're crazy.
No, he's actually like, I showed him Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and you know how those guys didn't have horses and they just make coconut sounds and stuff to make it. He thought that all that was kind of funny.
Did he?
Yeah. Old Saturday Night Lives, you know, they're like 3-minute little sketches, and he thinks that's funny.
But if I get some audio here, I wondered if you'd showed him Ernest Goes to Camp.
Not yet.
Which, when I was a kid, I thought this is the funniest movie probably ever made, is what I thought. And I was sure of it. And I got this scene in particular. It's in the opening credits. I'm about 8 years old when I watch it. Ernest goes into a restroom. And he sees that it's stopped up, and he must plunge it. And this is Ernest's reaction to seeing the toilet. Buddy, I saw that. I was like, this man is a genius.
Yeah,
I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
And he thinks it's hilarious. So it does stand the test of time.
I mean, and that happened. that happened as the credits were even coming on. Like, the movie hadn't even actually started, and it had me hooked. I thought that movie should have won about 100 Oscars. So you need to show it to him and see if he likes it.
So that's like, to you, The Godfather, like a gorgeous movie.
I mean, it had it all. You know, the bathroom, you got to plunge it. He says, ooh.
But he got sad in the movie, too, and he's like,
broke my heart, yeah.
Gee, I'm glad it's raining so nobody knows I'm crying and all that. It's like, it was up and down, man.
We need to, show all children this and then get their honest reviews of it.
I think Ernest Goes to Camp stands the test of time.
You think so?
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
You have to show it to him and report back.
When he had to clean out that toilet, that's the golden age of broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out that toilet. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. It's 98.5 The Bull, about 11 degrees downtown Tulsa. Do you want to talk to Spud Daniel? Spud calls into the show. He's a construction worker. He likes to call us and talk to us.
Yeah, we got
to
check on him. It's so cold outside. The wind chill is so awful. Do you think he will be in a good mood today facing this cold, or do you think he'll be a little bit nasty?
You want to see?
Let's see.
All right. Hey, what's up, Spud?
Good morning, Tag.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Spud is with us.
I think I missed the call. Yeah, I missed a call from y'all yesterday. What did I do wrong?
Well, first of all, what do you mean just good morning, Tig? And then I'm in here, too. You're hurting my feelings.
Well, because you're a turd sometimes.
I'm a turd sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nasty Spud. We've never heard you be a...
We got Batty Bird and Turd. So, yeah, we got Dirty Bird and Turd.
Hey, I refuse to be known in Tulsa as Turd, Spud.
Hey, it's okay. I'm known as Turd, too.
No, so. No. That might be okay for you, Spud. It ain't okay for me. I will not. I'm a grown man, not Turd.
Although, yeah, I know.
Tig and I used to work in Myrtle Beach, and Tig had to do a midday show on a rock station, and they wanted you to go by a different name. And I begged our boss at the time, Spud. I said, please, please, please make this guy go by Turd on the radio.
That ain't funny.
What were we calling Spud about yesterday?
That's a good question. Well, why didn't you answer, buddy?
Because I was up on a scaffold.
That's your business.
I work construction.
Oh, yep. I know what was going on.
I work construction.
I know.
Yep, I was up on a ladder.
Well, let me tell you this, Spud. Next time you look down and see Tig and Daniel calling, you answer on the first ring. All right, buddy?
All right, I'll try. But I don't carry my phone in my pocket.
Where do you carry it? Your prison pocket?
Yeah, no, I put it on the dang cabinets in the house so I don't break it. I got a new smartphone for y'all.
Oh, good.
Because he was, he prided himself on having like the Nokia flip phone that would not break. And you went and got a smartphone, Spud?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
But I'm tired of listening to it. I don't know.
It's so dejected.
All right. So now you can get on like Facebook and stuff?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, he sounds
excited. I bet he's going to a ton of websites on that phone now.
I still can't figure it out. I'm going to have to come over and get one of the kids to show me how to use the phone, probably.
What's your favorite website to visit on your phone?
What's my wife to use?
Old Spud, man. I like when he calls.
No, he's going to have one of the kids come and help him figure out the phone. That's always fun, helping the old parents with the figure out the new phones. Not frustrating at all.
I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I like to talk to a guy who would not use a smartphone, but Spud even got caught up in that, where he's got a smartphone now.
Well, you know, times they are a-changing. You know,
you think,
you
like, your granddad would have gotten a smartphone?
Yeah, of course. Would be crazy.
You think so?
Yeah, the guy, you know, he had the latest technology.
I went to my grandparents' house once, and it was like 100 degrees in July. And my granddad would hang out in the shed, like literally no air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And I come back home and I say to my mom, I go, I don't see him getting a smartphone anyway. But like back then I was like, why is that guy hanging out in the shed? And he's like, to get away from his wife.
Yeah, we all like to think of our grandparents being real lovey-dovey and all that and couldn't get enough of each other. They're just like us, you know. I remember my papa used to go out and sit in the woods and drink like liquors and stuff, and I was like, Papa, what, you out there listening to music? He's like, nope. I just sitting out there in the silence drinking just to get away from his wife.
It's a 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull at 7:26 with Tig and Daniel. Hey.
Tig, I don't think you have this problem. You don't find, like, a game on your phone and get hooked on that, do you? You don't ever. I've not known you to play games.
No, I don't think I've ever played a game on the phone, really.
You've never one time played, like, a Bejeweled or any type of game?
Like an airplane bombing game, like a missile game or whatever. A little bit of that, but generally, no. Ugh.
This dang Jeremy Sugars has then got me on this game called Monopoly Go. And all I'm doing is playing it now.
Do you play against other people?
Yeah,
or is it...
yeah, man. Yeah.
So you get in like a chat room or something?
No, I don't really chat, but you do, you know, it's like Monopoly for the phone or whatever. And it's not like traditional Monopoly, which is not good for me. The actual game Monopoly, on two different occasions, I've been asked to leave people's homes, like loved ones, been asked to leave.
You've been infuriated.
I wasn't infuriated. They were infuriated. Then they told me to leave.
Well, when you play Monopoly in person, somebody's always cheating. They're taking money from the bank or something like that.
Monopoly takes, though, the actual game of Monopoly takes 17 to 18 hours. Nobody really knows the rules. Somebody's always cheating. Monopoly Go, though, it's the app. And I think everybody's playing this app right now. Have you not heard about this?
Is it new?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the new Wordle or something?
Yeah, Jeremy Sugars has done gone so far. He's joined a group of people talking about it, like on Facebook.
Who's Jeremy Sugars?
You know Jeremy Sugars?
I don't know who that is.
Our friend Jeremy Bautista.
Oh, okay.
He's...
It's a guy we know in Tulsa, and he's gotten you onto this Monopoly.
Yeah, he's got that sugar. Diabetes, so his name is Jeremy Sugars.
Okay.
How dare you not know who Jeremy Sugars is, buddy? Everybody knows that is.
And so he sent you, like, an invitation to a Monopoly game?
Yeah,
And then you got onto this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And do you play Jeremy Sugars?
Oh, yeah. I'd be stealing money from Jeremy Sugars all the time on here. You got to play it. I want to see if you get hooked on a game like this.
I don't think I would. Daniel's always mad at me because when he comes to work, and he's got a different life than you do and I do. He doesn't have kids. He's never been married. And then he gets mad at me because I didn't watch some hour-long show. I'm like, dude, I was making macaroni and cheese last night. I had, like, just last night.
I know.
My kid wouldn't go to bed. I had to lay in the bed with him.
We had this discussion on Wednesday about this. You claim that you're so busy that you have zero free time for any game or tomfoolery or even a television show.
Yes.
And then I asked your wife about it at the dinner, and she said, no, that's not true. The guy falls asleep sitting straight up. Just lounging around your house, falling asleep all the time.
That's because I'm working so hard all the time. Right. You wouldn't even believe what my day was like yesterday. Daniel doesn't think I do anything. Okay, so...
Buddy, listen, hold on. Before you tell me, and I want you to tell me, and I am curious about
it. Okay.
But I got to let you know, you work 4 hours a day. A lot of people out there working 12 or 13 hours a day and then going to do what you did. So you got off of work yesterday.
I don't work 4 hours a day. I work more than that.
Less than that.
And what did I do yesterday? Okay. Our boss had asked us to do some stuff. I did that at the house. I emailed him back. I was dealing with stuff in the neighborhood because I'm like on the board or whatever. There was a city council thing I had to deal with. Like,
but these are things you're just saying. These are things like, oh, I had to do this. You're not saying what you had to do. You had to send back one paragraph to the boss.
And I had to think about it and write an email. So it took me 20 minutes.
Okay, so far you worked the 4 hours. Then you sent an email when you got home. Mm-hmm. How many emails? One?
Yeah.
Okay. And then after that, what did you have to do for the neighborhood?
And then you and I took a phone call, and we had to work on that.
We had about a 10-minute phone call, right?
And then I thought about that. Then I called other people about that call. And then I go pick up my kid from school at 2:40 sharp. I get him home, and guess what? He's hungry. Guess what? He has homework. Guess what? My wife had to go out last night for some kind of awards thing for her business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get the kid to bed, and then he wouldn't go to bed, and so I laid in the bed with him. I mean, I got a lot going on. You go home and look at your wind chimes.
That's my business, but that has nothing to do with what you do. You're not like the busiest dude in Tulsa, though.
I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying that to squeeze in an hour to sit down in front of a television is a little difficult.
Okay.
And Daniel doesn't believe this.
I apologize, Sag. You are the busiest dude in Tulsa with one kid in an email that you sent yesterday. He's 8. He takes care of himself.
Kind of.
You act like he's a toddler or something. And you said you made macaroni and cheese?
Well, whatever I would make, yeah, generally. Yeah.
So what did you make?
It's going to be something I got to make. The other night, he wanted peanut butter and jelly, but he wanted it.
That takes hours. I've seen that recipe.
He wanted it grilled.
What?
Like a grilled cheese. Yeah. Melted peanut butter.
Well, anyway, I'm sure that Jeremy Sugars would appreciate you playing.
Yeah, I got a lot of time for Monopoly, fake Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, tell Jeremy Sugars that then.
I play in real Monopoly in life.
Do you?
Yeah. Trying to earn real money here.
I hear you.
Good morning, guys.
Tyke and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, and if you do make money, when you save money, that's a great thing, but you also want to kind of like make sure that you're getting the best prices around town, and Snow's Furniture has the best prices right now, right?
Not just right now, always. And that's his whole thing. He's like, look, guys, I don't do gimmicks. I just simply offer the lowest prices in town, guaranteed. You can't just say that if it ain't true, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of places they'll go, man, if you buy the bed, we'll throw in this or whatever. But you know you're paying for that somehow. I mean, it might not be on the invoice, but they're not giving away free stuff. Barry at Snow's Furniture, he has a different strategy. He just says, listen, no games here. We just got the lowest price. That's it.
And the furniture's in stock, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going to like a showroom and then like looking at it and like, yeah, I'd love to have this. I will take it home. They go, no, 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 you can't have this one. You can have a different one.
We'll have to mail you a replica of this.
Yeah.
That's not what Snow's Furniture is all about. You can actually take it home, and then when you're ready to roll, you're ready to check out, 12 months, 0% interest. So it's not like you have to go down there with a bunch of money or anything like that. You just get 12 months to pay it back at 0% interest. Snow's Furniture, locally owned, by the way, since 1978, right here in Tulsa. Snow's is online, in town, and on Facebook. It's 12 degrees at downtown Tulsa, 98.5 The Bull. It's our bullfight, Daniel. Here we go with, we got two folks on the line right now to win Casey Donahue tickets.
That's right. At Kane's Ballroom, it's Chris on line one. Works for the railroad. And you say you're getting ready for a big vacation. You're trying to go to warmer weather. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Get me out of this place.
Where are you going to go?
Cancun.
Oh, nice. Well, Chris, we'll keep our fingers crossed. What do you do for the railroad exactly?
We own the rail cars and lease them out to big manufacturers and producers.
Now, it's very illegal to hop a train. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's a federal crime.
It's a felony or a federal crime?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dang it. I've always, like, had that dream of, like, running next to a train and maybe jumping on it.
Yeah.
I've never been manly enough to try it, but the idea is still there. But I can't do it because I'll go to jail.
Well, don't do it, Tyga. I've seen you run, and I think at this point your max speed is 1 mile per hour.
Hey, thanks, man.
Taking on Chris this morning is going to be Lexi. She works as a medical assistant. How are you at a pediatric clinic?
Yes, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Is everybody still sick out there right now, or does it seem like it's the sickness is being reduced?
Oh, there's still a lot of sickness, a lot of flu going around.
Oh, boy.
I had that flu, buddy, and I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Do not get that flu. It was horrific. Are you seeing people super sick with it?
Oh, yeah. I see. I work with kids, and so I see a lot of kids with super high fevers, like 105 degrees.
What?
It 105? Was incredibly uncomfortable, man. I mean, it was the worst flu I've ever had. And I still came up here and did the show.
Don't, super spreader came on into work. But, all right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. This quiz is called Things That Fly. Things That Fly. All the answers are things that can fly. We will start with Chris on line one. You got the bell ready, Ty?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris, Wilbur and Orville Wright famously created the first one of these.
The airplane.
Airplane is correct. Lexi, this is a large, legendary creature that is able to breathe fire.
A dragon.
A dragon is correct. Chris, nocturnal mammal sometimes associated with vampires.
A bat.
Bat is correct. Lexi, this is an adult helicopter. Excuse me, butterfly. Dang it, an adult caterpillar. Good Lord, I couldn't have gotten that any worse. This is an adult caterpillar.
A butterfly.
Butterfly, yeah.
Did you take bath salts this morning?
I guess.
Hallucinogenics?
What happened?
Something?
All right, Chris. This is a slang term for chopper. Or the slang term for this is chopper.
Helicopter.
Helicopter is correct.
How in the God's name did you do that? You read the wrong question.
I'm looking I have them both written down, and I somehow diagonally.
You read diagonal, not left or right?
I don't know what I did.
Okay.
Lexi.
Interesting.
This fictional superhero has a weakness of kryptonite.
Superman.
Superman is correct. We are tied up, Tig. Chris. Animal that makes honey.
That'd be a bee.
B is correct. Lexi. Fictional elephant with large ears in a Walt Disney movie.
Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct. We are tied up 4-4. Final question. Chris. Flexible bag that will fly if filled with helium.
Hot air balloon.
I will look to the judge on that. Tig, the question was...
What is the correct answer?
Flexible bag that will fly if filled with helium. The correct answer is balloon. And he said hot air balloon. So I will leave this to you and your wisdom, Tig. You are the judge here.
Let me pull him in on this. Would you give yourself credit for that, considering hot air balloons do not operate on helium?
Ooh. I'm going to leave that one up to the judge on that.
This is not good to be a judge. Why don't we ask Lexi?
Lexi, what do you think? He said helium, but technically that's not right.
Does not fly.
I'm sorry, your phone broke up. Say it one more time.
I said a hot air balloon does not use helium to fly.
Oh.
I like how she's judging her competitor.
Well, I mean, to take the decision, the final
technically
decision
it's
is
a wrong answer. I have to go that way.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
This man's trying to get ready for vacation. You're going to send him out on a sour note.
But the guy's going to Mexico. What does he need these tickets
yeah,
for?
That's a good point. All right, Lexi. Final question here. Get this one right, and you've defeated Chris in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Remote-controlled robot. Small ones are used as toys. Big ones shoot missiles.
Drone.
Drone is correct. And with that, Lexi has defeated Chris in the 98.5 The Bull fight. You got a decision to make now, Lexi. Will you hold on to these tickets to Casey Donahue, or you give them to Chris, who works for the railroad industry? Chris, why should Lexi give you the tickets this morning?
You know what? She won fair and square. And she needs to go have a good time.
All right, Lexi, the choice is yours, though. What will you decide?
I'll keep them today.
All right, Lexi's going to keep the tickets. And, oh, she got every single one right. Thanks for reminding me, Tig. Lexi, you know what happens if you get every question right? I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage. Sounds like she's considering it, Tig.
Yeah. Lexi, are you okay?
I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought she was really thinking about it. I said, well, if you get every single question right, which you did, I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's happening.
I heard sorry in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Was that a no, Lexi?
Yes, it was. It was a no.
Okay.
Well, what's wrong with Daniel? He's my buddy. Like, how come nobody likes him?
Well, I do have a boyfriend, so.
Hey, now.
Is it my face? All right, a lot of fun, Lexi. You got tickets to Casey Donahue at Kane's Ballroom. Hey, Chris, I hope you have a great time down in Mexico. And if you guys could do me a huge favor, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5
The Bull.
98.5
The Bull.
Flawless.
There we go. 98.5 The Bull with Tig. And good morning to you, Daniel.
Man, I watched this thing on Netflix last night. It's called American Nightmare. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
Lady goes missing and kidnapped. Then they're like, oh, is this a hoax? And all, it's three episodes, pretty quick. But, man, it's so shocking, some of these things that happen.
It's called American Nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
How long are the episodes?
40 minutes each.
All right, so.
That's perfect. Like, it's bite-sized.
Yeah.
Not 12 episodes. Absolutely fascinating. I think you'll be right on the edge of your seat. You need to watch it if you haven't. Have you watched anything
Nightmare.
Of note lately?
I watch the NFL all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep that, like, what I love about sports is that you can keep it on and do other things at the same time. And then if you're vacuuming and something goes down and they're like, oh, he's gone to the 30, you can turn the vacuum off and go look at the TV.
You highly recommend the movie Napoleon you were going on and on.
Napoleon is a great movie. If you like anything like that, that's a fantastic movie. Napoleon is wonderful. I thought Oppenheimer was great. Now, these are three-hour movies, so you gotta be ready for that.
And according, I guess right now your wife's reading this. According to everybody I've talked to, and I'm listening to it myself, everybody's reading The Fourth Wing right now.
That's
a book
that
everybody's about dragons and whatnot.
Mm.
This guy makes a face if somebody enjoys something that's fictional. He's
but
like,
that's why I don't watch Harry Potter and stuff, because, I mean, that's not even possible.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Potter, huge failure because Tig doesn't watch it. But I'm saying everybody else is. Like, your wife's all into this. She loves it.
She loves dragons?
She loves it. My sister's got me listening to it.
Huh.
So you recommend NFL...
I like real stuff, like NFL and like a biopic of Napoleon.
I saw the preview for Napoleon, and I will watch it. I did see the preview, and explain to me again the point in which Napoleon fired cannons into the pyramids of Egypt. Because if you don't like anything fictional, just what happened there?
Well, there's a scene in the movie where he's fired a cannon at the pyramids of Egypt.
Okay, and why did he do that in real life?
He did invade Egypt. That was a creative license the director took. Now, that didn't happen. He didn't actually fire at the pyramids. He fired at Egyptians and things, but I don't like anything that's not true. Like, a dragon's not real, man.
Well, and Napoleon really didn't shoot at the pyramids.
Right.
Anyway, listen, read The Fourth Wing if you're looking for something to
the
read.
The Fourth Wing. Is it romantic?
No, it's about well, there's some romance.
Yeah.
Also, watch American Nightmare this weekend on Netflix. It's crazy, man. It is so crazy. I can't stress this enough how wacky it is.
All right.
And then Tig would have you watch the movie Napoleon.
Yes, I would. There's some lovemaking in there, too.
Okay.
If you like that.
Well, I've been dying to see Napoleon, dude.
He's a bit of a babe. What can I say?
He is gorgeous.
Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
Semaglutide medications are all the rage these days, Tig. You see it in the news. Let me tell you about Revelex from Red Mountain. It's a brand new product, and it's like they've taken the semaglutide medications and improved them. First of all, I don't really like to inject myself. I'm not the biggest fan of needles. Revelex is a daily tablet that you can take, and it gets rid of most of the side effects. Another thing I love about it, half the price.
Yeah, how about that? And plus, what they're saying here is that with Revolex, this new formula that diminishes side effects, you still get that weight loss benefit. You can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. That's 15 pounds in 30 days. And if you're like us, you'd like to look a little better, feel a little better, all you have to do now is dial pound 250, keyword Red Mountain Weight Loss. It's Revolex, and you can get it today. Keyword Red Mountain Weight Loss when you dial pound 250. I'll start this. There's something wrong with me. Like, I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ty Gandino. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. But, like, one reason I don't like to go to restaurants a whole lot is because I don't like people having to give me water. Like, I can get my own water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a human. I'm an adult. And I don't like people having to cater to me and stuff. And another thing I saw is that recently I was at the airport, and they got this place where they'll shine your shoes. And I will never do that. Because I feel like, you know, why do I have to have somebody else clean my shoes? Like, I'm the disgusting person who walks through, you know, the snow or whatever is going on right now. But, Daniel, you say, no, they want you to come over there.
Well, I was just thinking of that myself, because I would never go and sit on that tall chair at the airport and have a guy shining my shoes. I feel like it would be degrading. And what just occurred to me and what just washed over me was, I have no idea how much that guy's charging to shine shoes. That could be $100. Now, if it was $100, I don't think I would feel like it was degrading to the person, right?
So the price point
I don't
matters.
Think it's like back in the day where it was like a nickel or something. This is probably now, what, 50, 60 bucks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I always see a rich guy, you know, up there. And, you know, they do put... Why is that chair so high, by the way? Like, the shoe shine chair? Like, they could have a normal chair, but they put you up in, like... It's like you're on a statue or something.
I guess because the guy shining the shoes doesn't want to be hunched over and...
Oh, I see. You get to his level with your shoes.
You know what? I don't know anybody that's ever gotten one of these shoe shines, but let me see how much these shoe shines cost
look
at
that
airport.
Up. Because but Daniel's argument, it's not a bad argument that they're there to make money. And if you pay them, they're glad to have you. However, I do feel like having somebody shine my shoes is like, I feel guilty about it.
It gives you a little icky feeling, and I get that. I do get that. Okay, I was completely wrong. Today, the average shoe shine costs $7 or $8.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Oh. Hey, shoe shine guys, ask for more money. I can't.
Let's do like 20
bucks.
I feel
so bad, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh.
Well, do ladies get a shoe shine? Like, or is that just a dude
I got to be honest. I hadn't seen anybody getting a shoe shine ever, so I don't know. Hey, it's Ty and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Christy.
Christy, you ever get one of those shoe shines there at the airport?
No, but I work for Mr. Stubblefield. He's an attorney here in Tulsa. And in Tulsa County Courthouse, they brought back the shoe shine guy. And Mr. Boston is his name, and he is amazing. And Mr. Stubblefield has gone and got his shoes shined. And what's he charge?
$8.
He charges like $8 to shine the shoes. And then you give him a tip. And he is very good at what he does, and he is a very nice person. Whether you get your shoes shined with him, he always says, good morning, how are you, have a blessed day. And I think the reason why they put the person getting their shoes shined up high is to make it more ergonomically easier on their back, because their shoes are right where it's not going to be a stressor on their back. But, I mean, they're awesome. And they don't charge $50, $60 like
you're saying. That was me speculating that. Like, I wouldn't feel bad. But, I mean, you make a great point. The guy probably, that's what he wants to do. He's out there doing it. Maybe it's rude of us not to take him up on it. I don't know, man. I do feel bad too, Ty.
Well,
I know exactly what you mean, Ty.
Didn't they have a shoe shine a long time ago in the courthouse?
Yeah.
Mr. Stubblefield's been practicing law for 56 years, and he said way back in the day they used to have a shoe shine there in the courthouse, and it was gone for a while, and they brought it back.
Fascinating. You know? So is Mr. Stubblefield is with you right now?
Yes, sir, he is.
Does he dress like that guy Matlock?
He dresses in a suit, except for right now we are dressed in layers and in jeans.
But I know Matlock also wore a suit, but it was like a what was that, Tig? Like a tweed or linen white suit?
No, he doesn't wear those.
Huh. Does Mr. Stubblefield dress like Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul. No, he dresses in a nice suit, just like all the other attorneys do.
Does he dress like John Larroquette from a Night Court?
No.
What's some other famous lawyers we can think of, Tug?
Who was the guy that was on TV for Perry Mason?
Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Perry Mason.
So, but in the following analysis, it's like I feel guilty about somebody washing my shoes. Mm-hmm. However, they're out there to make money. I shouldn't feel guilty. Is that basically the gist?
I mean, if we were talking to Shoe Shine Guy and we say, man, you know, he doesn't have to listen to us on the radio, but they, you know, they do, though. So it's good for him. You know, you see, I'm trying to connect the dots here on that. Nobody has to do their job, I don't guess.
No, they say do what you love and you'll do it for a long time. So if you love what you're doing for work, then, you know, that's what makes you happy.
Well, so what's the guy that shines the shoes? Mr. Boston?
Mr. Boston down at Tulsa County Courthouse.
All right, everybody go get their shoe shine. Give him a big tip. Say hello to Mr. Stubblefield. Admire his suits, his linen suits.
That's right. Well, I appreciate the insight because I do feel guilty about that. But maybe in the end, you know, the guy wants to make money. We should do that, right?
Well, I ain't going to do it, but you can do it.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I know Mr. Boston, and I can speak from watching what he does with Mr. Stubblefield's shoes. He does an amazing job. So,
well, good stuff. So we got a great service here in Tulsa we didn't know about until just now. And on a Friday, we're all in a good mood anyway, and now we know that there's a shoe shine guy.
Is Mr. Stubblefield today wearing his formal Crocs?
No, we don't have he don't wear formal Crocs.
Informal
Crocs.
He wears
casual Crocs.
That seems like that ain't right.
He don't wear Crocs, period.
He wears informal Crocs, and they'll get you thrown right out of the courtroom. I tell you that right now.
No, you don't wear Crocs. You dress appropriately for the courts out of respect for the judges.
Ask Mr. Stubblefield if he'd like Tig and I to come and be honorary bailiffs one day.
So do you want? Well, that's a judge. That'd be up to
the judge.
Yeah, you gotta ask the judge that.
Yeah, but they all know each other. You know, like the lawyer knows the judge, right?
Yeah, of course they do. They all.
Well, yes, he knows them, but he don't have that kind of bull. You would have to ask the judges if you could be an honorary bailiff. But hey, if you want to come see what he does, I will gladly let you do what I do on a daily.
I should wrap this up, but I gotta say that I've been to court before, and I find it completely fascinating. Like, cause they, like,
oh, it is.
At least where I went, it was like case after case after case.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like watching television. Docket. It was unbelievable.
Yes. Well, court is not like what you see on TV. It does not get resolved in an hour less the commercials. So.
But all judges, though, truly are older, sassy women, though. Is that correct?
No, they're not all women. We have a few women, and they are pretty amazing, and I have a lot of admiration for them, but we also have a lot of amazing male judges that these men are doing a fantastic, and I have admiration for them as well.
And who has the best powdered wig in town?
There is no powdered wig.
They don't wear that
every
thing.
Every time
the
I
British
see any
wore
court case on television, it's either a sassy older lady, a no-nonsense lady, or a guy in like 1800 with a powdered wig. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, there's no wigs. They don't wear the wigs anymore. That's,
oh, that's
English,
too. That's too bad. Yeah, it's British courts.
Crap. Well.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day. It's Friday, so we're all in a good mood, right?
Exactly. It's Friday.
Hey, give our best to Mr. Boston and Mr. Stubblefield this morning, all right?
All right. Y'all have a good day.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel, 14 degrees across from Guthrie Green right now in downtown Tulsa. Welcome in to Did You See? We take a look at what the heck's going on around the world. I've got an 8-year-old, Daniel, and he's, you know, does the reading classes in second grade and stuff like that. Now, Tulsa Public Schools, He was using another tool to help the kids.
The gray.
Second graders at Anderson Elementary are getting help with reading from a teacher who's been in the classroom for 26 years.
They're working on reading fluency, and some of them are on letters and sounds. Some of them are reading paragraphs.
But Dana Story isn't the only teacher here today. She's getting help from artificial intelligence.
Let's keep going.
AI tutor Amira guides kids through words and sentences.
Here it is, thought Eli.
Interacting with them in a way technology didn't when Mrs. Story was in school.
It listens to them read, and it records how many words per minute they're reading, and it works on their comprehension skills also.
That's pretty cool. Like, AI also listens to the kids to figure out, like, how are they doing? Not just putting stuff out, they're taking stuff in as well. What do you think about AI? I mean, are we scared of this? Is it going to be better than it is not good? What do you think about it?
I mean, we're here. It's here. We better acknowledge it and start learning how to use it. That goes for people our age, too. I know we feel like we don't have to learn the latest technology, but it's here. We better learn it. We better learn it quick.
I don't disagree. I mean, like, we don't have a choice. AI exists. It's going to become prevalent in our lives, and we ought to embrace it and figure out how to use it in a way that benefits us, not hurts us, right?
Have you started to use it at all yet?
Yeah, like, I've got that chat GPT. Like, Daniel actually, like, if you listen to the radio, Daniel's actually written radio commercials using AI, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot of this kind of stuff that's monotonous. Like, you could say, write me a 10-second thing using information from this website, and it's good for composing emails and things like that.
I mean, even like resumes or resignation letters or whatever, you can use AI and it's going to help you out.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like AI or not, it's here, and we better figure out how to use it the right way. Right?
That's right.
You know, the promenade, the mall there.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some big changes down there, too. Here it is.
Dillard's says the store at Tulsa's Promenade Mall will be converted to a clearance center selling discounted clothing from other nearby locations. Promenade Mall closed, of course, earlier this year because of fire code issues. Dillard's had its own fire suppression system, so it stayed open. Dillard's says it will take a few months to make the changes to its new store, but it should be finished maybe by Easter weekend, which is the end of March.
That's Lori Fulbright from News on 6. Sorry. Lori Fulbright, News on 6. So you can get your leather pants discounted now, Daniel.
Thank gosh. I've been looking for a good, cheap pair of leather pants.
Good news for you. What you got?
Oh, man, a lot of stuff going on. Did you see that there's a, have you seen the documentary, the trailer for the documentary We Are the World? And I think the show is called on Netflix, The Greatest Night in Pop. Have you seen?
Is it Michael Jackson stuff?
Well, it's about that song, We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
And how they all did
Rogers
it in like one
was in
night.
It, yeah, and Michael yeah. Jackson and all these people, yeah. And
here's a quick trailer.
We are the world. We are the children.
The greatest artists of a generation came together to save some lives.
Herb Elefante wants to do some kind of a song for famine relief in Africa.
Bob Dylan.
Stevie Wonder.
Paul Simon.
Cyndi Lauper.
Bette Midler.
Billy Joel.
Steve Perry.
Willie Nelson.
I think we have Tina.
Sheila E.
Diana Ross.
Everybody was there.
I'm at the house with Michael writing the song.
What am I supposed to sing?
The clock is ticking, and we had so many disasters coming.
This documentary will be out soon on Netflix, but when you think about whenever they released that song, they all did that in one night, and you had the biggest stars, music stars in the world, one night in one area, and they hadn't even finished writing the song and everything. Could you imagine that? This is going to be a great documentary.
Isn't that wild?
Lionel Richie says you couldn't do We Are the World now. He says everybody sounds the same. Agree or disagree?
What does he mean, sounds the same?
He thinks that a lot of the newer music, the people, artists these days, all sound the same.
Do you have a clip of that song again? Because, you know, they're all great singers, but I can't, like, listen to it and say, oh, I hear Kenny Rogers. It just sounds like a chorus.
Well, in the chorus, you can't.
One, two.
We are the world. We are the children.
But when they got to their individual lines, you could certainly tell. Like, oh, you can't pick Willie Nelson out. next to Michael Jackson, then you got issues. Like, they did have distinctive voices, but is Lionel Richie saying that all artists today sound the same? Is that, like, just an old man saying that? It's not embracing new stuff?
No, I don't think every artist sounds the same. I mean, you listen to 98.5 The Bull, and you can tell Luke Bryan singing versus Jelly Roll.
But there are a lot of sounds similar, though. I will give him that.
All right.
New movie's out this weekend. I think you would love this movie. It's called ISS, and it's a sci-fi thriller about astronauts aboard the International Space Station, and they're ordered to take control of it by any means necessary after a war breaks out on Earth between U.S. and Russia. Isn't this kind of fascinating to think about? And it could happen one day.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if the United States has a military engagement with Russia, and on the space station there's Russians and Americans up there. What are they going to do?
Could you imagine a zero gravity fight? Trying to fight each other, you're all floating around. They don't let you have weapons up there either, do they?
Not that I know of. However, there was a hole in the space station. Do you remember that about 2 years ago?
Mm-mm.
There was a hole in the space station, and the United States thought Russia put a hole in it somehow.
On purpose or accident?
To mess with us or something, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You've talked about this before. I don't think any parents out there like the half days at school. You know any parents are like, oh, thank God my kids got a half day tomorrow?
You know, it's tough when you have a job and you're like, well, can grandma come over and watch him? Can a friend come over? Like, it does, like these snow days we just went through. My son was out for 3 days in a row. You know, but I have to work. My wife has to work. It's a big complication.
I've got a mom here. She's kind of going viral with this rant about why half days at school are the worst.
Half days? Why? Why are we doing this? By the time it takes me to drag my kids out of their bed and shove them out the door 2 days this week, why couldn't we just do that once for one full day? Who's doing the math? What math are we doing here? What is it? Is it the amount of hours in or the amount of days I have to drag my kids here? It's causing me angina, getting them out of the house, only to have to then come pick up within 3 hours? What can I get done in 3 hours? I can't get nothing done. I'm circling my tail for at least an hour and a half at home. What are we doing? Who can I talk to?
I guess I don't know what angina is. What is that, Tug?
It's a cardiac event, isn't it? Or a cardiac symptom?
You tell me. And finally, we'll end with Reba McEntire found out she's going to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl. Post Malone is going to sing America the Beautiful, and Andrea Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Here's Reba talking about how she ended up being asked to sing the national anthem.
I got the news from my manager, Justin McIntosh. He said that they wanted me to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and I said, oh, my gosh. Well, let me think about that. And Rex Lynn, my boyfriend, who is a huge football fan, he said, yes, she'll do it. Absolutely. So.
I don't think Reba should do that. She's Reba. She should be doing the entire halftime show.
Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants.
But you think she should do, like, the whole thing, not just the national anthem?
Right. Like, she gets a phone call from the Super Bowl folks, looks down at her phone. She probably thinks, uh-oh, they're probably going to want me to do something pretty big. And the national anthem is great and everything, but it's a very hard song to sing.
And the only reason, like, people get famous for that is if they blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do good, nobody pays attention. But if you mess up the national anthem, you're on YouTube forever.
Right.
Right after that. Yeah. Well, good for her, man. I mean, how many people watch the Super Bowl? Like a billion people, they say. We're going to have it on News on 6 here. Big deal. So we're looking forward to that. Reba McEntire at the National Anthem at the Super Bowl. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tiger Daniel, 14 degrees at downtown Tulsa right now. Daniel, you were talking about Reba McEntire is getting to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, which like a billion people watch, apparently.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, Reba's management team probably looks down, sees the Super Bowl folks calling. They think, uh-oh, I bet they're calling for me to do the halftime show. Turns out they wanted to do the national anthem.
So you think she was let down by getting just the national anthem, not the halftime show?
Probably a little bit. I mean, isn't it time to have a country music halftime show again?
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey. I heard you talking about Reba singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl and the concern that people only remember it if it fails. but I think she'll kill it. And isn't the national anthem how she was discovered in the first place? She was singing the national anthem at a rodeo, and that's how they found her in the first place. She'll rock it. She'll be awesome. We'll be proud.
Would you rather, but wouldn't you rather her do the whole halftime show?
Oh, of course. Of course. But, you know, a little bit of something is better than nothing.
Well, that's a good attitude. See, we need to have this attitude, Doug. This is an optimist. Doug doesn't want to speak to you this morning.
He doesn't. She'll do a great job.
No, I'm scared for her a little bit because that's a hard song. Like, there's a lot of songs that are easy to sing, but the national anthem, like, I don't know, it doesn't flow exactly great, and you know, you got a lot of weird words like. What is that, ramparts and stuff? You don't know what's going on, and like you could screw that up, you know?
I totally get it, but it's Reba, and I'm telling you, at the very beginning, before she was the Reba everybody knows, that's how they found her. So she was rocking it 30 years ago. I was going to say 40, but 30 years ago, she was rocking it fine to the point where people found her and said, hey, you should come be this famous person. And so she did it. That's how she started. She's not going to flub it up this time.
Look at that little history lesson this morning.
Proud of her.
I didn't know that. You know that Daniel's first concert with his dad, you know, you would think they would go see like the Eagles or something, you know, two bros. They go see Reba McEntire.
Well, that's awesome. I hate it when people ask me what my first concert was.
What was it, Tone Loc?
No, my mom took me to see Barry Manilow, and I've died of embarrassment ever since.
Man, I love Barry Manilow. I've seen him.
You know, Reba McEntire, I wish would have been my first concert.
What is your
Barry
best concert?
Manilow's fine and probably a really nice human. But other people say, I went to see AC/DC, or I went to see REO Speedwagon, or Reba McEntire. And I say, I went to see Barry Manilow with my mom.
What is the best concert you've ever seen? If you had to rank them, like, what is number one?
Cher was pretty great. I'm going to see Taylor Swift, not because I'm a Swiftie, but my daughter is. I'm going to see her in Scotland next year, so that'll
God,
be pretty
what
great.
The You're hell doing is it up going big. On. Good Lord.
Scotland.
When my daughter's a pilot, and when she calls mom for an adventure, mom says, hell yeah.
Oh, so your daughter is like an airline pilot, so you get those like buddy passes or whatever they call, and she can take you wherever she wants.
She doesn't work for a major airline. She works for NetJet, which is
private
like
jets.
People like Reba McEntire and Taylor Swift fly on NetJet.
All right, well,
so I do get to fly, but only when the plane is empty.
Well, y'all are taking Tiger Daniel with you on that trip. What time do we meet y'all at the airport?
Come on, man. Come on.
Don't say that. I will go right on that plane. I'll get right on it.
June 4th.
I guess you got to stop for gas in like New York or something before you head across the pond, but that's a great. Wow, what a gift you have. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Well, I hope you guys have a great day. I love listening to you every morning.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey,
thank
call
you very
us
much.
After that Taylor Swift show and let us know how it was. We're fascinated by that.
Okay, I'll tell you. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, a good place to go if you're not going to go to Scotland to see Taylor Swift. You can go down to Jack Cooper Nissan, save a lot of money, and kind of make money in a way because what are they doing with that Kelley Blue Book value?
They look at the Kelley Blue Book value, and then they say, that's not enough. We're going to give you up to $1,500 over that.
Yeah. And, man, I hear the people down there, some of the folks that work at Jack Cooper Nissan, been there 10, 20 years. They take care of their employees, which I love. And then they take care of us in return. 0% interest on select models at Jackie Cooper Nissan. They've got the largest inventory of new Nissans in the entire state of Oklahoma. How about that?
You drive a newish Nissan, you love it. You love all the features, the safety features most importantly, and then you also like the comfort features like the remote start and the
That's
heated
what I
seats
did.
And all that.
Today it was like 11 degrees and windy, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, I don't like that. So from my house, before I got in the shower, I started the car.
Right.
And then I got out there. It was already warm. The thing is so smart, it knows the temperature outside, these Nissans.
Yeah.
And so if it's hot, it cools it. If it's cold, it heats it. And that's exactly what happened to me this morning.
And I had to go get in my car this morning that doesn't have that and then crank it up and just sit there and cuss for about 10 minutes. Just cussing the
right.
world, you know?
Like, keep your language clean with a Nissan.
Keep it clean with Nissan.
Keep it clean with a Nissan. JackieCooperNissan.com. That's JackieCooperNissan.com. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. What is it, 14 degrees? And to add to that misery, it's windy.
I mean, I don't know how it is now, but this morning when I first got up, it was really, really windy and very, very nasty.
Did you notice this yesterday? I went outside yesterday, 3 in the afternoon, and it's 40 degrees.
Wonderful, yeah.
Normally, I'm like, this is freezing cold, but it's weird how your brain works compared to 0 degrees. I like literally felt like it was spring or something, even though it was only 40.
It was pleasant, but then this morning woke up to a frozen hellscape. So much so I didn't even take my trash can around. That's how bad it was.
Wait, you're not having the city pick up your trash?
Negative. Wasn't going to do it. I just suffer with it.
Oh, you're so lucky because I've got a family. And we fill that trash can up. Like, I've had...
Well, y'all fill up a whole thing?
Oh, God, yes. And I've had, like, 2 weeks ago, I went out there and, like, I don't know if there's rules, but basically, like, you have to be able to close the lid or they won't pick it up or something like that. And so I went to the neighbor's trash can, dropped one of my bags in there, went to another neighbor, dropped a bag in there. So I'm kind of stealing trash service, if that makes sense. But Daniel apparently has no trash and he can just go weeks without
it getting picked up. What's happening over there. Y'all have so much garbage. You fill that thing up in 1 week?
Easily.
Buddy, I had like one bag in mine. You know what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start going to your house every Thursday morning before the trash folks come.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to put like dirty books in there. So they're going to accidentally
like Playboys
see.
And stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, not classy ones. Raunchies.
Okay. So that way the trash guy thinks I'm a perv?
Right. I'm going to start going throwing away weird stuff in your trash all the time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Like, you know how sometimes people will set a box out beside it and it doesn't fit in there quite? I'm going to just start putting...
dirty books.
No, like weird boxes, things like weird stuff. So your neighbors will all think that something's up with you.
Like what's a weird stuff like you would put in the box?
I don't know, like a lingerie box for men or something like that. Little adult onesie.
So the trash guy thinks I'm a perv.
Well, that and your neighbors. Remember one time I threatened to go over to your house and, you know, we had these headshots made one time when we first got hired.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a picture of you. And I told you I was going to go over there and put one in every mailbox in your neighborhood. And you're like, do not do that.
Yeah, because Daniel was going to deliver these photos like of me. I was like, that's uncomfortable to say the least. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys. What are we looking at? Like 14 right downtown across from Guthrie Green and windy. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Good morning, Tyga. Yesterday about this time, we had a big discussion. I like to, when it's people's birthdays, I like to get on Facebook and I'll go write IS on your birthday and I write it on their wall.
S. You mean like SH and then blank blank.
You don't have to mansplain the S word.
It's a cuss.
Yes. And I said to you, I gave you a list of people yesterday, and I said, should I write this on their wall or not? One of them was like this old coworker we used to have. One of it was an ex-girlfriend.
Mm-mm.
And one of it was somebody, one of our coworkers, Tess Monty, and she's joining us this morning. Happy birthday yesterday, Tess.
Thank you. I've been given specific rules to not use any foul language here this
absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. We would never have you do that.
I wouldn't anyway.
I didn't think you would.
Not on air.
It's like a badge of honor because Daniel does this. Like, I had a birthday. You and I aren't that far off. I was January 10.
Happy belated.
And he went and he said,
we get it. Yeah.
Cuss word on your birthday.
Poop emoji.
And it's almost like a badge of honor.
I've been doing it for like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Tyke says, yesterday I was not allowed to do that, that you would, you wouldn't like it, you would be upset by it. Then I saw you in the hallway yesterday and you said, of course I'd be fine with it. Why does Tyke think that you couldn't take that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. We were just talking about how I eat deer and possum and do all these like country type things. You think I'd be offended by that?
Well, Tess Monty, here's the deal. Here's what I was thinking. This is where my brain was. She has like tens of thousands of followers.
You didn't want that language on my page.
It wasn't even that.
Do you like put an asterisk on the I?
Mm-mm.
You put the whole word.
Everything.
He says, I blank on your birthday. That's what he does. He does it to me. He does it to my wife. He does it to my mom.
Everybody. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Well, listen, like 77.
This is what I told him, actually. I said, I'm more offended by the fact that you continue to call me Tess Monty with a T in it when it does not have
He's
that.
A terrible broadcaster. He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know how he got this job.
Well, okay. And I always have a hard time with this. Tess Monty.
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 Monty. Monty. Ma. Knee.
Yeah, she pulls me aside and goes, by the way,
It's Tess Monty.
Yeah, I didn't know what the conversation was. All
I
knew is that
she had some little rat that listened and called her.
Yeah, yeah. It was someone in this building.
I want to know who it was.
He flies the chopper.
Oh, I know who that is.
Wow.
Yeah, the pilot.
Well, you just mentioned that you guys were talking about my birthday on air, and I was like, well, how did they know that?
Well, I think we
I think it was on air, too.
My main concern, Tess, was not that you would be offended. I think you would kind of know we're silly and that's kind of what we do.
But people who might not know,
that was my concern. You have like 100,000 people that watch you on
I can see that.
Facebook.
I told him what he should have done was just do the emoji and, you know.
Just like a poop emoji?
Yeah. And then I could have ha-ha'd it and everybody would be in on the joke.
Yeah, it would have helped had she, like, you know.
Well, long story short, I did it. Nobody said anything. So it was all
you
good.
You did it? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, thank you. You don't look at your fans, right? You on your Facebook page,
you didn't see it? You did S on her birthday?
I did, of course.
Well, did you do it later?
No, well, after I talked to you and you seemed to be all right with it.
She's got so many comments, but that was my concern, Tess, is that, I mean, some people might know what he is, or who he is or whatever, know he's, you know, nonsensical. But I was concerned that the 90,000 people who didn't know would think he was coming after you in a mean way.
Oh, and then you would really get it if they thought you were being mean.
Yes. Yeah.
And I appreciate that, you know.
So I was looking out for you, Tess.
And looking out for my friends on Facebook.
No, he's trying to spin this around now and make it like he's the hero.
Is your birthday
is the hero,
today?
Not Utah.
My birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, but you're going out tonight.
Yeah, going to dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mom came to town yesterday and went to lunch. So it's 2 days of birthdaying. Nobody can poop emoji on my birthday.
I guess not.
Guys.
Well, thank you for coming out. Sorry, I will make sure. Now I'm going to overthink Monty every time. Tess
but
Monty.
You're really doing a really good job with it now.
Underthink it.
You're not the first person to say it wrong. It doesn't look like it sounds.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Tess Monty. Did Monty. I get it right?
Yeah, you got it.
News
See,
on
I,
six.
I grew up with a dumb name.
I'll be honest with you. Like, it's just been in the last couple of weeks that I knew the difference between you two. I was like, Tig and Daniel.
We've been working together for 3 years.
I know.
And you just now know the difference?
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking about rebranding the show as Tig and Handsome. I don't know why that's funny.
Well, so I had to, the way I remember is.
Wait, who's handsome? You?
So Tig.
Let me guess. Tig is tall. Is that what it is?
No. Tig has a son, and I think of like a tiger toy. And that's how I remember that you're Tig.
It's good. I like those little devices we use to remember stuff.
Yeah. I know that's bad, but I don't come down here. And when I do, I'm not like, hey, Tig. Hey, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. I get that a lot. Like, you know, because even when we go out to like River Spirit or something, like they know we're on the show, but they're not sure which one is which. And instead of getting like, hey, Tig, they just say something like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
So if the show was rebranded Tig and Handsome, that would make sense and make us more identifiable in public.
Yeah, because then you'd both be handsome.
No, people would be confused because they would think Tig's handsome.
No, they'd say sickly and handsome. This guy ain't looking so good, doesn't
now,
he?
No, you
looks
usually
like,
have...
He looks like Orville Redenbacher, doesn't he? A little bit?
No. Tig, you usually wear a cap. You typically do not have anything on your head.
Right.
So he has the listeners out there.
He has the haircut of an 80-year-old woman.
That's not offensive to me, Tig.
Tess didn't even deny it. She just looked at you. She's laughing.
I was just observing.
You better disagree when he says that.
I was observing. I was trying to see if he'd put any, like, pin rolls in it last night. No, you got a little natural curl. That's really nice.
Yeah, do you do that thing where they put that dome over your head when you go to the barber?
No. Well, I don't know what that's for, by the way.
Is that a perm?
No, it's not a permanent.
Oh, those smell. They have such a smell.
My favorite part is that I said that you have an 80-year-old lady's haircut, and Tess Monty didn't say a word.
Well, I didn't.
She agreed.
Then she accused me of having a permanent.
I didn't disagree.
All right. Well, there's a big, me and Tess Monty have a feud, a beef going, as they say.
Yeah.
No.
We'll see how this plays out.
I think you've got great locks. That's why you don't wear a ball cap.
Tess Monty, we love seeing you on television. People love seeing you on television, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
Thank you, and thank you for poop emojiing on my birthday.
You're welcome.
Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
The Tig and Daniel Podcast,
brought to you by Snow's Furniture.